The following Women's Spaces show was recorded on Monday, August 6, 2018.
The woman in your life will do what she must do to comfort you and calm you down and let you rest now. The woman in your life, she can rest so easily. She does everything you do because the woman in your life is you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Women's Spaces. My name is Elaine B. Holtz, and I'm your host. And with me at the board is my best friend, my partner, my engineer, and co-producer, Ken Norton. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Wow, what a beautiful day here in Sonoma County. And I have to tell my listeners, we just harvested our lavender, and we got 22 jars of lavender. I am so excited. It just smells so beautiful. It's so wonderful to get your hands in the garden, you know, get your hands in dirt, start cutting those flowers. It just makes you feel really good. Well, I have two special guests with me in the studio, joining me in the studio from the National Organization for Women, now the Sonoma County Chapter Executive Committee, is Mary and Aird, who's our newsletter editor, and Carol Singer, who is our member at large. And we will be talking about the history of now, the importance of it today, and the Sonoma County's chapter summer program happening this Saturday at Howard's Park in Santa Rosa. I'm really excited. We're having kind of like an old-fashioned ice cream social. And it also, right now, it is so important that women gather, that we come together, that we let each other know that we're still here, that we're still concerned, that we're still concerned about the future of our children. And when we come together, there is so much strength in numbers. So I encourage everybody out there listening to join us this Saturday. That's the 11th of August at Howard's Park in their gazebo. It's going to be from 1 to 4 p.m. Well, you know, I can't believe it's already the second Monday in August. You know, I can tell this is going to be a fast month, lots going on. And today is an interesting day when I turned on and listened to the radio. Today marks 73 years since we dropped the Hiroshima atomic bomb. So I want to read something that I picked up out of the internet and then and just have a little kind of discussion on it. Because when I was reading this and I thought that what happened 73 years ago and I'm thinking of what is happening today, I go all the way back to Julia Ward Howe and the Mother's Day Proclamation and the idea of what the whole thing about the women getting the vote, the whole suffrage movement was to end wars, to end all this destruction that was going on around us. So let me just read this to you. Japan marks 73 years since Hiroshima's atomic bomb. Oh, my goodness. Tens of thousands of people gathered and about, west of Tokyo. And so, I mean, when I think of the word celebrate, it doesn't sit right with me. I mean, to celebrate 73 years ago that this destruction happened, I think I would rather say a day of remembrance to remind us of what it's like to have such a horrific bomb dropped on a population, and that we should all be working as hard as we can to end some of these wars. I mean, my God, we've been endless war right now since 9/11. I mean, it's all the people that are being killed and all the destruction that's going on across the planet. It's just mind-boggling to me. And then we're looking at what's happening with all the fires, you know, with global warming. I mean, it seems like we have so many issues that we need to work on that if we just put war aside and stop it already and take that money and invest it into infrastructure and into building a better culture, I think we would all be happier. You know, and just a little background. The U.S. attack on Hiroshima ultimately killed more than 140,000 people. And then 3 days later, they bombed Nagasaki, and that was another 70,000 lives that were lost. And World War One was supposed to be the war that ended all wars. Then we go into World War Two. That's supposed to bring total democracy across the globe. And now where are we? I mean, let's start thinking about it. And when I think about the women's suffrage movement, you know, in 2020, it's going to be, we're cutting across the fact that we're going to be celebrating 100 years since we got the vote. The idea around getting the vote was maybe we would bring an end to war and we would have more services for women and children. You know, and now they're trying to take all the things that we've gained away from us. So we really have to be aware of this. And I want to read just one thing that Julia Ward Howe said in her Mother's Day proclamation. You know, and this is what I think. You know, war, you know, Bob Dylan wrote the greatest song, I thought, The Masters of War. And one of the things that came out in my mind is that our young people are the ones that we sacrifice. We sacrifice their lives and we sacrifice their future by the monies that we spend. And here, this is what Julia Ward Howe said, and I totally agree with her. Your sons shall not be taken from us to unlearn all that we've been able to teach them of charity, mercy, and patience. We women of one country will be too tender of those of another country to allow our sons to be trained to injure theirs. To allow our son to be trained to injure theirs. In other words, mother speaking out and saying, look, I don't want to kill your son and I don't want you to kill my son. So let's just put an end to all this carnage. Well, that's a lot to think about. You know, and my heart goes out to all those folks in Japan that horrible day when it happened, and just hope that that was an example of something that we never want to do again. I mean, I have my fingers crossed, that for sure. Anyway, I have a few announcements to make. Like I said, we're going to be talking about the event that's happening this Saturday, August the 11th from 1 to 4 p.m. That's going to be presented by the National Organization for Women, the Sonoma County Chapter. And we're going to have a wonderful, wonderful trio with us, and we'll be talking about them. And also, we're going to have ice cream and little treats and some good presentations, and that's going to be at the Howard Park Gazebo at 630 Summerfield Road in Santa Rosa. It's open to the public, and we encourage women, come on down, members, come on down, and also bring a friend, bring your children, you know, bring your young girls to see what the National Organization for Women is all about. It's actually more important. It's just as important today as it was when it was founded in 1966. So it's very important that we support these organizations. And as many of you know, I announce every once in a while I am the president. You know, I've never been a president of anything. I would never accept that responsibility. But now it's so important to me. It really is, because we need a voice. Women need a voice, a strong voice, stronger than ever. Another thing I'd like to bring your attention to is on Sunday, August the 12th, there's going to be an Indigenous culture event at Montgomery High School at 1250 Harshman, H-A-H-M-A-N Drive in Santa Rosa. And it looks like they're going to just be doing a cultural event to introduce all the different Indigenous people that lived here in Sonoma County. So that's going to be this Sunday, August the 12th. And on Wednesday, August the 15th, I just want folks to really think about this one. At the Northwest Regional Library in Cottingtown, that's 150 Cottingtown Center in Santa Rosa, they're going to have what I love talks. They're called Together at the Table. And this, on August 15th, they're going to be talking about income equality, and there's going to be a panel discussion. So if you want to get more information, go to the SonomaCountyLibrary.com/events. And they'll give you all the details. But it's going to be on Wednesday, August 15th from 6:30 p.m. on at the Northwest Regional Library at 150 Cotting Center, Santa Rosa. A lot going on in their community. And a real important thing, there's two important things that are coming up. One is KBBF. This is really exciting. I love when they do this. They're going to have a lowrider car show, and that's going to be happening on Saturday, August 18th. We're going to have food, games, merchandise, and music, and, of course, to see all those wonderful lowriders. I love when they come out. They do a trunk or treat for the kids in October, and then we have this fundraiser here in August. So come on down here to 1700 Corby Avenue, and that's going to be happening Saturday, August 18th from 1 to 6 p.m. And let me tell you something, those cars are fascinating, just fascinating. And the last announcement I have is a pretty important one to me. It's something that Ken and I have participated in for years. We always get a booth where I'm always down there for women's spaces. I have a table for women's spaces, the National Organization for Women, also for some of the products that I sell, and even have some of my lavender sachets there every once in a while. And of course, if folks stop by our booth at the Progressive Festival that's going to be happening at the end of the month, Sunday, August 26th, I'll give you a special card with our pledge on it, and we can talk about the pledge and maybe even take the pledge together. I mean, it's a really, I just enjoy this festival beyond anything that I go to during the year. And I'm really excited to let you know that Daniel Ellsberg is going to be speaking, and also they're going to have the Mime Troupe, which is going to be doing one of their, the San Francisco Mime Troupe, they're going to be doing a thing, a time-traveling musical. And it's really a lot of fun. So that's going to be the Progressive Festival that's going to be happening Sunday, August 26th from 12 to 5:30 p.m. at Walnut Park in Petaluma, on Petaluma Boulevard South, and at D Street, and that's in Petaluma. Let's see. They have a phone number if you want to get more information, 707-763-8134. And like I said, Ken and I will be there, and also, we're going to bring Rosie, and if you stop by our booth, like I said, I'm going to be happy to give you a little pledge card. Anyway, lots to think about, lots to talk about, lots to worry about, lots to laugh about, that's for sure. Well, we're going to take a musical break now, and I just want folks to recognize, you know, when I select these songs, I usually play the whole thing. And the reason that I play the whole thing is because I really think each song, if we listen to the words, it has a message for us. Something that maybe will inspire us, get us thinking about the future, get us thinking about maybe some of the things that we're going to do. Well, this is one of my favorite songs. And since we're going to be talking about the National Organization for Women, which is definitely their whole goal is to empower women, to make sure that women have a voice, that we are heard, that we're not just put down in the corner. It's interesting. I've been researching on the Equal Rights Amendment, and I have to confess, I mean, I can't believe how ignorant I was about it, assuming that it was a simple thing that was going to happen. And this is 1972 was when they first said this is what we should do, and here it is, how many years later, and we still haven't got every state to ratify it. You know, what is the resistance to women having equal rights? That's my question. But anyway, so the song that I'm going to be playing is called Hey, Mr. Politician. It's by one of my favorite singers, and that's Ellen Bookstill. And this, to me, as far as I'm concerned, this really lets me know and let you know what I am thinking. So let's go ahead and hear that song, and when we come back, I will be talking with the women from the National Organization for Women, the Sonoma County Chapter, the Executive Committee. I'll be talking with Marion Aird, the newsletter editor, and Carol Singer, who is their member at large. We'll be talking about a little of the history of now, a little bit about the ERA, and definitely a lot about our event that's happening this weekend. So let's go ahead. Hey, Mr. Politician, with Ellen Bookstill.
Hey, Mr. Politician, don't legislate my love. You're not walking. If I choose, it's not your place to turn back the clock. a time when I had no voice. Don't try to take away my right to have freedom of choice. Church and state, your religion should never abuse or take away my freedom to choose. Hey, Mr. Politician, don't legislate my death. You're not walking. Politician, don't send me to war. You're not walking in my shoes. Don't hide behind a battle. It's not worth the lives we lose. It's not your place to lead your crusade, teaching our children to fight. Or say, can you see? Light. Hey, Mr. Politician, there's no debate. We already separated church and state. Your religion should never abuse or take away my freedom to choose. Hey, Mr. Politician, there's no debate. We already separated church.
Freedom to choose. A very important statement. Freedom to choose. You know, in women's spaces, I've come out so many times. I say, listen, I'm not for abortion. I'm not against abortion. First of all, it's none of my business whether you want to have one or not have one. But what I do support is absolute choice. That you, as a woman, need to have choice over your own body. So when you start thinking about it, when they slam you with the word abortion, replace it with the word choice. You know, if it's against that woman's God, why should I legislate to protect it when, you know, she's going to meet her maker whenever that's going to happen? No, we don't legislate those things. That's your choice. And that's very important to recognize. Well, folks are just joining in. You are listening to KBBF 89.1 FM Calistoga. I want to remind my listeners that the opinions expressed here are not necessarily the opinions of KBBF, its board of directors, its members, or women's spaces. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Women's Spaces, and I'm your host, Elaine B. Holtz. And without further ado, I want to introduce my two special guests joining me in the studio from the National Organization for Women, the Sonoma County Chapter, and they're on the Executive Committee. I want to welcome Marion Aird, who is our newsletter editor, and Carol Singer, who I will consider our member at large, who's really working very, very hard on the upcoming event that we have. And we're going to be talking a little bit about the history of NAW, the importance of it today, and the Sonoma County's chapter summer program happening this Saturday, and just a little bit of everything that has to do with women's issues. Welcome, ladies. Welcome to Women's Spaces.
Thanks.
I didn't hear you.
Thanks.
Welcome, Mary.
Nice to be here. Thank you, Elaine.
You know, I ask my guests to give me a little bit of a bio. I have one for Carol Singer, and I'm going to have Marion just give us a little information. So why don't you start? Tell us a little bit about yourself, Marion.
Oh, it's a long, long story.
No, give us the short version.
The short version is I moved from San Francisco to Santa Rosa in the year 2001. I was very active in community organizing in San Francisco and in some local politics. I decided I could try my hand here, and I spent some time as a member of the Democratic Central Committee here in Sonoma County. I joined the Women's Political Caucus and was very active there. I'm also a member of the League of Women Voters, and as Elaine has told you, I'm the newsletter editor for the Sonoma County National Organization for Women,
our
Sonoma County chapter. The song you played really moved me, and principally because the text begins with that she's addressing Mr. Politician. And I see that as one of the big obstacles for women attaining complete equality in this country. For the last 3 years, I've been keeping track of the proportion of women elected representatives in national bodies. The first year, we were 85th on the list. The second year, we were 91st. The third year, we've sunk to 105th on the list.
Well, you know, it's really interesting that you bring that up, Marion, especially when I'm looking at the Mother's Day proclamation. I brought that back up, which was quite a while ago. And also just the fact that every time you see any kind of decisions made, you see a body of men, and I get so angry. I say, wait, where's the women? Why aren't they there? So thank you for bringing that up. Well, Carol, I want to introduce Carol, too. Thank you so much. And I've been working with Marion now as president for now our Sonoma County chapter, and you do a wonderful job with that newsletter, and a wonderful editor. Boy, I'll tell you something, when she wants something, there's no stopping her, and that's the best kind of editor that you want. Well, let's talk a little bit about Carol Singer. Carol Singer is a lifelong activist in civil rights and environmental work. After moving to Sonoma County in the early 80s, she co-founded Born of Women. Oh, what is that? That sounds interesting. A circle formed to explore and heal the root causes of violence against women and girls, and also stood with women in black who stand together worldwide in silent witness against violence. And in the 1990s, helped form the 19th Amendment Anniversary Project. This coalition was formed to honor the 75th anniversary of the 19th Amendment. It's hard to believe that we're coming up to 100 years, you know, and here you did celebrating the, you know, the 19th member, 75 years. Time goes by so quickly. NAAP, what's NAAP?
The National 19th Amendment Anniversary Project.
Created women's history units for public schools, K-12, and sometimes portraying Alice Paul, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, Mary Ellen Pleasant, and others. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
During all this time, Carol has been active in now. So thank you so much, both of you ladies, for coming up. Now, the first question I kind of have to ask you about, how did you get involved with now, and what do you think is important about the organization, especially here in 2018? Let's start with you, Carol.
I know there's a lot of organizations to join. Sometimes I'll bring it up in a group of people, and they'll kind of give me a little eye roll, or they'll, you know, their eyes will turn away, and it's like, oh, here's another organization. But we, at each moment that we do, each little action that we may do, you may join now or you may join some other organization, they all count. Every person has a little bit of energy. Say you know, you've just got a few minutes. You could drop in at a now meeting, or you could do something else. But I think sometimes we use it as a rationalization for not doing anything at all and just zoning out in front of the TV or something. And sometimes you're just tired, and that's okay. But now is there for whatever it is that we women want to do. Well, and we do a lot.
It's really interesting. I want to read a little bit of the history, because it now has quite a history. And one of the things that I found out, I went to an event several months ago, and I did kind of a mini survey among women that were there. It was an all-women's event. And what I found out is that most women in our own community here, and so that means if they don't know about it in your own community, I'm sure they don't know about it in San Francisco or Oakland or any of the other communities, that actually the National Women's History Project was born here in Sonoma County. National History's Month happened because of the National Women's History Project that was here in Sonoma County, and most women don't even recognize that or know that. And also that now started in 1966 as an organization to give women a voice. It says, let me read about a little bit about them. As the grassroots arm of the women's movement, the National Organization for Women is dedicated to its multi-issue and multi-strategy approach to women's rights, and is the largest organization of feminist grassroots activists in the United States. They're now claiming over 450,000 members. So there is some power in being part of that organization. And also, their original mission statement, which really, when I first found out about NOW, I didn't even realize that we had a chapter in this county. I mean, it was just amazing. And I was so excited when I found out that we did have a chapter. But what was a little bit perplexing to me was that we do have members, but the members are not as supportive as they should be, that they'd be a little bit more vocal with us. Because the original statement read, "The purpose of NOW is to take action to bring women into full participation in the mainstream of American society now, exercising all privileges and responsibilities thereof of truly equal partnership with men." Now I ask you, why haven't we passed our Equal Rights Amendment? But that's another story. So that's just a little bit about NOW. And it started in 1966, which I thought was very, very interesting. And it was actually founded by 28 women, original women and men, and then another 21 joined. And in 1966, they began the first organizing conference, and then later on they became a national organization. So that's a little bit of history. Anything else that maybe either one of you want to add about that you know of?
I think organization requires a stated goal. And for me, the goal is more representation. I would like to see women as 50% or 51% of Congress. And the fact that we're still waiting to have a woman elected president of the United States of America in this decade is shocking to me.
Well, I think there's, you know, and it's interesting when I watched the election, or when I was involved in the election, the last presidential election, I saw a lot of fear around electing a woman. There was somehow a frightening thing. And the thing that I don't understand, why people would be afraid to elect a woman, women are the bearers of life. You know, so they tend to put that as a first priority. It doesn't feel that that happens in our male population. What do you think about that idea?
It's a big subject, I guess. I don't know. There's a lot to think about there. I did want to say before I forget about, you were talking about the Progressive Festival, and it's on August 26th, and that is Women's Equality Day. That's the day the 19th Amendment was originally passed, and I hope that they bring it out there. I'm going to try to go. I'm not sure if I can or not that day, but August 26th, 1920, was the day the 19th Amendment was finally passed by one vote. And, you know, each vote is so, so important, every single vote. And this coming up election, you know, we thought that the 2016 election was important, and it was. It was incredibly important, and now this one is even more important. Even though it's not a presidential election, this is, it seems to me, the most important election ever. And this is when we do have a chance to get a lot of women in, and we have a chance to pass the ERA.
Well, you know something, Carol, you bring something up when you mention that August 26th is actually the day that the amendment was passed, and we got the vote by one vote. If people watch Iron Jawed Angels, it really comes out that a mother wrote a letter to someone on the, I guess it was the Senate, if he didn't vote for this, not to bother to come home. And so that was the one vote that put us over the edge. And historically, that is true. It's kind of interesting, you know, but just to think by one vote, so it doesn't sound like they were very enthusiastic about giving women the vote for some reason. But what you bring out that's so important is the importance of knowing our history. Because you knew the history. I claim I should have known the history. I mean, I'm doing the women's spaces, you know, and I say to myself, wait a minute, what is it that I don't know all these things? Maybe I need to do a little bit more research or a little bit more deeper into it. But then again, when I look at this flyer, there's really no mention. There's no acknowledgement. So I think it's very important. So if anybody's out there listening to the Progressive Festival that's going to be happening on August 26th, just know we're going to be making a phone call and find out what's going on about, you know, mentioning something about this was the day actually almost 100 years ago that women actually got the vote. So it's very, very interesting. So thank you for bringing that up. Well, you know, let's talk a little bit about our chapter, because we are trying to build the chapter. And let's start with you, Mary. What are some of the goals that you see as part of a chapter that you feel that they can do? I know right now you're involved with we're going to be getting involved with the 2020 celebration here in Sonoma County, which is going to be very important. But what are some of the thoughts that you have?
I think it's very important that we learn to adapt to this new techno age. We put our newsletter out on our website. We distribute it electronically to members. But it's very difficult for women these days, with the pressure of families and working, to find time to attend meetings and to participate, perhaps as they would like to be able to participate. And I think we have to find a way to communicate and work together in this new techno age.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you bring this up, because on several shows that I've mentioned, there's several ways. If you don't have the physical time to participate, you can do it with your dollars. You can become members, you know, because when you put your name as a member, it gives the group more power. The more that you have numbers behind you. I always like to think, when we go to the, when we have the, our ice cream social this Saturday, well, I'm going to bring a picture. It's really beautiful when the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors honored us, and we were able to have a picture of the suffrage women in front of us, you know, standing on the shoulders of these women. And it's important to support your organizations, to support the League of Women Voters, all the different women's groups. Right now, the Commission on the Status of Women is being threatened because of the fact they're cutting back on staffing support. You know, women need to be aware of that. And how can they participate? They can just pick up the phone and call their supervisor. It takes 2 seconds. Say, I want to make sure that the Commission on the Status of Women has support. Or you can become a member of KBBF, because we're a community radio station. So there's ways that people can get involved. You can do it with your body or with your pocketbook, and also to show up at rallies. Like when they have the gatherings, it's important that we come out, even though we maybe don't have the time. The idea is that we're going to, you know, all of a sudden when we have these horrific fires, all of a sudden everybody had the time to help each other. You know, we don't want to get to that point. We want to be helping each other as we can at this particular point. So I think that's a real good point that you brought out. What about you, Carol? Any thoughts that you have about goals or how you see chapters moving about and helping their communities?
Yeah, I guess I would add that when you join now, you're joining a national organization, and the chapter is part of that. But when you send in your membership check, it's going to the whole organization, and we are lobbying all the time in Washington and at the state level as well. It's going to each one of those levels of now. And so you can then be a part of it. Like every time you see, like, there's a little something being proposed in Congress, or if you go to the Now National website, you can see all the actions that are being done every week. You can be a part of that, as much part of it as you want, but at least by being a member, you're working toward it.
And it's so interesting, too, because when you watch mainstream media, you don't see much about the women's groups. You really don't. I mean, it was amazing that even Black Lives Matter was able to get as much attention as they were able to get, because women's groups somehow are not getting the attention that they need, particularly when what's going on in our world today. And when we're looking at maybe the Supreme Court, you know, you talk about the elections, you know, they're going to be making appointments to the Supreme Court. So it's very important that people look at who they're voting for and get to the polls and vote. So it really is. Well, you know, I thought that we would take a little bit of a musical break right here again, and then we'll come back. We'll talk a little bit about more about the participation, the event that's going to be happening, and also how people can join and when the meetings are happening. I want to play another special song that I love. It's called Battle Hymn of Women, and it's sung by Betsy Ross and the Women's Chorus. And when we return, we will continue our conversation with the National Organization for Women Sonoma County Chapter's Executive Committee, Marion Aaron, who's the newsletter editor, and Carol Singer, who is the member at large. So here we go with Betsy Rose and the Battle Hymn of Women.
My eyes have seen the glory of the flame of women's rage, kept smoldering for centuries, now burning in this age. No longer are we prisoners in that same old gilded cage. That's why we're marching on. Move on over, or we'll move on over you. Move on over, or we'll move on over you. Move on over, or told us to speak softly, to be gentle and to smile, expected us to change ourselves with every passing style, said the only work for women was to clean and sweep and file. That's why we're marching on. It is we who've done your cooking, done your cleaning, kept your rules. We gave birth to all your children and we taught them in your schools. We've kept the system running, but we're laying down our tools. That's why we're marching on. Move on over, or we'll move on over you. Move on over, or we'll move on over you. Move on over, or we'll move on over you. For women's time has come.
You think that you can buy us off with wedding rings. You never give us half the profit that our labor brings. Our anger eats into us. We no longer bow to kings.
That's why we're marching on. We have broken through our shackles. Now we sing a battle song. We march for liberation and we're many million strong. We'll build a new society. We've waited much too long. That's why
I love that. Women time has come. That's wonderful. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Women's Spaces, and I'm your host, Elaine B. Holtz. And with me in the studio is I have two women. I have Marion Aid, who is the newsletter editor for the National Association Organization for Women, the Sonoma County Chapter, and Carol Singer, who is our member at large. Welcome back, ladies. Welcome. And that's quite a song that we just heard, Move Over. We're going to move all over. Go ahead, Marion.
I just want to make very, very clear how important this election in November is. There are many women running. There are a few hundred women running for political space in this country, and it's very important to support them and create a better balance in our elected representatives. Also, on a lighter note and a happier note, I'm really looking forward to Saturday's ice cream social event. It'd be nice to get together with everybody and have fun and listen to some good music and enjoy ourselves.
Well, before we talk about the event, I want to get into 2020 a little bit. Here we have 2020 is happening. Now, what is 2020? Why don't you talk a little bit about it, Mary?
2020 is the 100th anniversary of the passage of the 19th Amendment, and it's very, very important. You know, it took almost 100 years. I think it took 75 or 76 years to pass the 19th Amendment. It's 100 years. I'm sure the women who fought to pass the 19th Amendment thought we would be much further along at this point. And I think this election and the election in 2020 will hopefully be the turning points in equal representation of women, not only in the voting booth, but in the halls of Congress.
No, and it's important. It's important that women vote. You know, I was really shocked when I found out that in the last election that only about 26% of the registered voters turned out to vote. And that was shocking to me. You know, when you start thinking about countries across the globe that are fighting for the right to vote, that are constantly fighting for it, and here we have the right, and women, as women, we fought so hard, and to just ignore our history or not to vote is such a slap in the face. There's a song I love to play. It's called Standing on the Shoulders. You know, it's amazing. I mean, what these women accomplish. That's why I try to encourage, especially during Women's History Month, that women watch Iron-Jawed Angel. It's probably one of the closest films. There's some over dramatization in it, but basically it does handle the history. Well, I know that we're working. We're going to start having meetings to have a celebration on 2020, and hopefully it's going to actually happen on August 26, 2020, because I didn't realize that was the actual date.
We have to work very hard to do that. It seems far away, but we're hoping for a very large event throughout Sonoma County. And we're looking for people who are happy and wanting to participate in that event. It's monumental, 100 years, and this is the time to begin building on the shoulders of those who've gone before.
And not to forget historically how important this is. Well, let's get to the event. I want to talk, I want to ask you a question, Carol, because you're the one who's the most familiar. Talk a little bit about this group that's going to be performing.
The Oat Flash Quartet has been playing around the North Bay, and I think they've done world tours. For a long time, this is going to be the Oat Flash Trio. So it's minus the accordionist. So it's going to be really fun to hear they play different instruments, but mainly mandolin, guitar, and bass. And they're incredible musicians. They are like cafe music, jazz, very beautiful to listen to if you're sitting there having a picnic or just enjoying. You can see them playing around the county in different venues. I think they just played at Guy's Garden. And they just little restaurants and all kinds of venues all around. So do catch them if you get a chance. I've known two of these women for many, many years, like around 30 years. And their musicianship is just tops. And, of course, they're feminists, and we're really excited to be doing something with them.
And what I like, too, is that they're young women. You know, we need to attract much more younger women into the movement, you know. So it's so important, you know. I really want to acknowledge the fact that here we are in KBBF, that we can let the public know that something this important is happening. And hopefully this will get people out there to really recognize how important it is to support your local radio stations. I mean, you can become a member, you know. We're streaming right now. It's just an amazing, amazing event that's happening. Well, let me just remind the folks what's happening. The event is called Rise Up, and it's going to be happening this Saturday, August 11th from 1 to 4 at the Howarth Park Gazebo in Santa Rosa. It's a free event. Bring your kids if you like, you know, come join us. It'll be wonderful. As president, I'm very proud to serve the organization. I'm very proud to serve all the women in our community by having this radio show, and thank you all out there for your support and for just supporting me and being here. Anyway, we're coming to the end of this segment. Is there any last words, any last things that you'd like to share? Go ahead, Carol.
I just want to mention that the garden party on August 11th is a zero-waste event, so please bring we're going to have ice cream cones, so you don't have to have a place setting for that. But if you're bringing a picnic, or if you want to just get into the mood of zero waste, please do bring your place setting. And you'll see this more and more at events. It was wonderful to start seeing over the years that more and more events have been specifying zero waste. And we have a wonderful woman here in Sonoma County that helps promote that, named Green Mary. I want to give a shout out to her. You know, sometimes people say, oh, what does zero waste have to do with this cause? But to me, there is no dividing line between saving the planet and saving girls and women and just being nurturing and helping each other. It's sort of all one. And I think women have always known that. So bring your own cup, bring your own spoon or fork or whatever you got.
Well, thank you for mentioning it. It's very important. You know, when you say, you know, if each one of us just does one little thing to help the planet, to help each other, if we have that consciousness, that awareness, we'd be amazed of how far we can go. Any last words you have, Marion? Website, anything?
Get out and register and vote. And support women candidates.
By the way, at the event, we will have registration forms. So if people are inclined. And, you know, if you have a daughter or a son that's turning 18, for God's sakes, bring him down there and let's register him and applaud.
And if you've moved recently, remember that you have to re-register.
Well, thank you so much. And
you see our website. NowSonoma.org.
NowSonoma.org. And right now, just if people go on it today, there's a little bit of it's a little bit down today, so we'll have to discuss that. But that's our website. Okay, well, thank you so much. I want to thank Marion Aird for being here, and also Carol Singer. Thank you so much for talking about Now and for supporting me. And I'm really looking forward to being down there on Saturday and seeing, you know, hopefully we'll have 100 people. Wouldn't that be fun?
Thank you very much, Lynn.
Thank you for everything you do.
Oh, I love it. Thank you so much. Well, we got some time, so I'm going to throw in another song, and it's called This Little Light of Mine. And the reason I'm going to, you know, Marion said something so amazing. She says, let's look at something positive. Well, I find this to be a very positive song. And when I come back, I'm going to choose one or two poems that I'm going to read, maybe to kind of inspire you, especially one about the garden. I'm really enamored about the garden, you know, when I'm seeing all the vegetables and fruits that are growing and friends giving us. And I mean, it's just an amazing experience. So let's listen to This Little Light of Mine shine, and it's sung by the Gospel Music Back. And then when we come back, I'm going to read a poem or two and maybe go over a few ideas I have. Mm-hmm. encourage you all to just let your light shine. You know, read the pledge. My self-esteem does not depend on anything outside of me. My self-esteem depends on my relationship with myself and my higher power. I love that pledge. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Women's Spaces, and I'm your host, Elaine B. Holtz. And in light of, I'm going to let my light shine, and also what I'm trying to say is, you know, to maybe have a little bit more of a positive, I hate that word, or just, you know, maybe a more conscious attitude towards what's going on. I'm going to read you a poem that I wrote about 6 months ago. It's called Journey With Me. I was just sitting in front of my computer, and I start thinking about it. So let's see. Let me read it. Journey With Me. Don't expect, be surprised. Live life one breath at a time. Slow down, be unafraid. No matter what you have or who you are, you will face death. Prepare, laugh and cry, eat and sleep. Dance fast, dance slowly. Dance like you did know, dance like you don't know. But dance. Be in the moment, be the moment. Stop sometimes. Rest and trust. Trust yourself. Trust others. Know yourself. Know others. Be yourself. Let others be themselves. These are simple truths. Love. Love the food you eat. Love the water you drink. Take time to love and appreciate your kitchen sink. Love simple pleasures each and every day. Notice the beauty of the flowers you pass along the way. Love laughter and love rain. Learn to love and bless the pain. With eyes wide open, seeing and disbelieving, yet believing it will all come to pass. Learn to need, learn to give, learn to receive. We are all of our Mother Earth. We are all from the One. Oh, that's a very interesting poem. I kind of read it, and then I kind of heard it, and it was real interesting to me. I especially like the line, "Don't expect, be surprised." You know, if we can just be surprised about life, every day is such a gift. Every day is such a blessing. Well, I'm going to read one more poem here, and this I want to dedicate. This is to my mother. My mother, one day we were talking, and I think I had just turned, I had just turned 30 or 40. And she looked at me, she says, "Oh my God, Elaine, life is a dream." She says, "How did we get here?" And I said to myself, "I don't know, Mom. But you know, when I turned 78 years old, all of a sudden I understood exactly what my mother meant. That life is definitely a dream." So here we go. Life is a dream, and this is dedicated to my beautiful mother who passed away at a very, very young age. She was only 63. You know, here I am, 78, and I'm beginning to realize all she missed not being able to. Look, I'm going to become a great-grandmother. I mean, it's kind of exciting to me. So here we go. This is dedicated to my mother, Betty Holtz. Life is a dream. My mama once said, life is a dream. Sitting with the sun on my back, feeling a breeze flowing through the spaces in my body, I watch the children playing and spinning, showing off their youth and grace. I understand what life is a dream truly means. 78 years have passed, so much living, laughing, loving, crying, always wondering how long will all this last, this life given to me by the unknown mystery. Mama is gone. Priya, my dog of 17 years, is gone. Daddy, too, is gone. And I wonder how long can I dance or sing my song? Susan, once deep in my womb, faces the graduation of her own daughter, and now she faces being a grandmother. So that's life is a dream. Well, that's it. That's it for our show. Special thank you to the National Organization for Women, the NOW Sonoma County Chapter Executive Committee, Marion Aird, their newsletter editor, and Rebecca, and Carol Singer, member at large. Hope to see my listeners at this gathering on August 11th at Howarth Park in Santa Rosa. I will have a special card with the Women's Spaces pledge to be given out to all of you who attend. Reminder, Reminder, very important, tell your friends that Women's Spaces will be aired again at 11 p.m. this evening. I'm so excited. I get to listen to my own program. Also, I'm available for speaking engagements. And if you have any birthdays, anniversaries you'd like to have announced in the air, do not hesitate to email me at elaine@womenspaces.com. I'm always happy to announce that. Remember, our children are the future, and we must never lose sight of that. This is Elaine B. Holtz. And you've been listening to Women's Spaces. Thank you so much for listening. And I look forward to being with you the next time. And remember, our children are the future. And why do I say that? Because they are the future. And that we must make all decisions and all plans around that idea. So thank you once again for listening. We still have 1 minute? Oh, we still have 1 minute. Let's see, what can we do in 1 minute? We can say thank you so much for listening. I hope to see you at the event at Haworth Park. And you've been listening to Women's Spaces. I'm your host, Elaine B. Holt. And I want to remind you that we will also be on at 11 o'clock this evening for folks, you want to tell your friends, it's KBBF 89.1 FM. And you might also consider supporting the station by becoming a member. All you have to do is go on www.kbbf.org and you go over in the little corner. It'll tell you, walk you through becoming a member. It's real simple. I think it's about $40 for a family for the whole year. And I think to support your local community radio station is very important. Thank you again for listening.
The woman in your life is you.
The previous Women's Spaces show was recorded on Monday, August 6, 2018.